The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Energia. From grassroots to greatness, we're proud to support Irish rugby. Energia. Think of the possibilities. See energia.ie/rugby.
Yeah, so Owen Sheehan is with me from Off the Ball. A rugby chat coming up in about 30 minutes' time. We're going to be previewing the game against Wales this weekend. Mike Ruddock and Tommy Bowe are going to be with me. I might ask Tommy Bowe about this rift between himself, Donal O'Callaghan, and Off the Ball. Anyway, Owen, we'll park that, will we, for the moment? You probably had enough of it, have you?
I am an open book here, and you can ask me anything you like, even though obviously I had no part in that clip.
Yeah. I disassociate myself entirely from the suggestion that a 12-man underage team would beat Wales.
Listen, as I said to Gerry Thorney on the radio last night, if you want us to take the other tone, I'll happily go on the record here and say I think Ireland are going to lose in the next Rugby World Cup quarterfinal, as they always do. If that's the national tone we want to take to balance this thing out, then I'll happily do that.
Listen, we won't dwell on it. What I find laughable is this suggestion that when Ireland were kind of perennial wooden spooners in the 90s, that nobody in Wales would have said something like this about us. Yeah, sure. Sports fans are notorious for never criticising weak opposition. Anyway.
Yeah, also, I suspect a clip on Twitter might not have done much business in the mid-1990s for a couple of different reasons.
Yeah, for a few different reasons. Anyway, listen, we'll park that for the moment because, like I say, we are coming back to rugby a little bit later this hour. Premier League this weekend, Liverpool are away to Man City, is that right?
Exactly. Huge game, and I'm still using that word huge at this stage of the season because I think Liverpool now, if they win against Manchester City, if they beat Newcastle midweek next week, I think the title as a race might be over. So they've got an 8-point lead at the moment, but they do have a game extra played than Arsenal. So Arsenal play West Ham tomorrow at 3:00. Liverpool could have a game, it could be 5 points ahead with games equal played come Sunday afternoon when they go to the Etihad. So there could be a little bit of pressure on them, but as we saw midweek, Manchester City are not in a good place whatsoever. They smashed Newcastle United last weekend, but then Real Madrid really went to town on them. There'll be question marks over the next 48 hours about Erling Haaland's fitness. He didn't play midweek, obviously. Kevin De Bruyne didn't play midweek. Rodri's been out all season. They're three most important players. So I would actually expect Liverpool to go and win at the Etihad at the weekend, but a draw probably wouldn't be the worst result as well, because as I say, Newcastle midweek next week, which is in Anfield.
And Carter Ward's first game as well with the national women's team.
Yeah, tonight 7:30 in Tala, they're up against Turkey in the first of a Nations League double header. They played League B in the Nations League obviously two campaigns ago, and they won every game pretty comfortably in that. They're strong favourites for tonight, but the talk around this game has really been dominated by the Colin Healy situation. Katie McCabe speaking about this yesterday, questioning the process around removing Colin Healy from his
Anybody who's been involved in the squad who's spoken, they're all ad idem. They've all kind of universally been critical of how Colin Healy was dealt with, it seems.
And it started with Denise O'Sullivan, really, in the first instance, and maybe that empowered the rest of her teammates to actually go and speak up. And everybody's kind of had their say this week, including Stephen Bradley, manager of Shamrock Rovers, right before they went to play their game in Tala Stadium last night. So this is something that you can understand why there's been such a sense of distaste around football people when it comes to how Colin Healy was dealt with and the personal situation that he had going on in his own life, that there should have been a bit more compassion shown to him in terms of removing him from his position at that point. At the very least, the FAI have taken quite a lot of criticism this week as a result.
The dream is over for Rovers as well. Would they be disappointed with how it ended against Molde?
Yeah, definitely. They lost 5-4 in penalties at 16 games in their European campaign, but it still ended very disappointingly. Yeah. They had a one-goal lead, bringing it home to Tala, and it would be patronising to suggest that they didn't have designs to go through last night or have done well in terms of...
So what happened?
Well, there was a complete howler from the goalkeeper, Ed McGinty, in the first half yesterday, which allowed Molde to equalise the tie. There was a shout for a penalty in the second quarter of the match, really, when the goalkeeper looked to have fouled one of the Shamrock Rovers players. I thought it was a penalty. I was in the stadium. I thought it was a penalty. I think maybe those watching at home can see why it wasn't given, but I thought it should have at least gone to VAR. The thing for Shamrock Rovers is that there's been a couple of youngsters who have really played out of their skin in the last week. A couple of 16-year-olds and Michael Noonan, obviously, who scored last week away to Molde. And then you have Victor Ojemvuna, who came off the bench and played left back against Bohemians at the weekend and last night against Molde, and was absolutely stunning. His flank was right in front of us in the press box last night, and he looks like he's a superstar in the making as well. Obviously, they're not going to play for Shamrock Rovers forever, but through the ages of 16, 17 and before they turn 18. It's great for Shamrock Rovers and their academy. It's a great statement of their academy, what they're doing, that these players are coming through and performing so well at that age.
Yeah, but it's amazing sport, like how quickly your fortunes can turn. So like last week, you know, they had that incredible win away and they were looking at that game against Bowes. Now, albeit it was a Bowes home game, but, you know, huge crowd expected in the Aviva. A few days later, they've lost that game. Stephen Bradley's having goals at the FAI and about the kind of senior men's manager as well, and knocked out of Europe.
There's going to be a real
kind
come down.
A miserable enough week for them.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to play Cork City on Sunday in Tala again. And I just think now for them to get back up for this season ahead, because it's just the beginning of something, even though it's the end of something on a whole other front for them, it's going to be a difficult psychological piece for them. Not a lot of other fans of other clubs will have a whole pile of sympathy for Shamrock Rovers, I'm sure, especially given how much they've made now.
Did you not learn anything from this Welsh thing? All those other fans are going to be cheering on Rovers, saying, listen, we really feel bad for them, but you know, I hope they rally and they come back.
Exactly. The heart goes out to Shamrock Rovers from every other team in the League of Ireland after last night. But look, they're not reigning champions, as we keep need to remind ourselves. You know, a lot of people see St. Pat's as favourites for this year's title as well. So it's not just the fact that they have to deal with this or in the short term, the fact that they're out of Europe at this point. They also have to deal with the fact that there's a case to be made that the competition that they face in the league this year is much tougher than last year.
Yeah, now listen, before I go, we should mention the Indoor Athletics Championships is on, because the great hope of people involved in athletics is that all of that buzz from the Olympics, you know, some of it they accept will dissipate, but there'll be a hangover and there might be a bit more attention than there otherwise would be on the National Indoors.
Exactly, National Indoors this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. If you're hoping to go on Sunday and you don't have a ticket, you're not going to be in luck. They're already sold out for Sunday, but I think tickets are still available for tomorrow. So all the Olympic stars a host of them from Paris 2024 are going to be running this weekend. The likes of Sarah Lavin in the 60-metre hurdles. You'll have Charlene Maudsley in the 200 and 400 metres. You'll have Andrew Coskren after breaking Eamon Coughlin's record recently. He'll be running in the 1500 and 3000. Sarah Healy's going to be on the track, as will Cathal Doyle. Most of the finals are obviously going to take place on Sunday. And of course, the men's and women's 400 metres are going to be the ones that a lot of people will have their eyes on for that. But also the men's 60 metres with Israel Olatunde running in that, who's looking for four senior indoor titles in a row, is going to be a very exciting race.
Owen Sheehan, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.